Shadow Black, written by Sebastian de Castell and read by Joe Jameson. Getting punched in the face hurts a lot more than you might expect. When somebody's knuckles connect with your jaw, it feels like four tiny battering rams are trying to cave in your mouth. Your own teeth turn traitor, biting down on your tongue and flooding the back of your throat with the coppery taste of blood. Oh, and that crack you hear? It sounds a lot like what you've always imagined bone breaking would sound like, which must be why your head is already spinning a quarter turn clockwise, trying to keep up with your chin before it leaves the scene of the crime. The worst part? Once your legs recover their balance and your eyes flicker open, you remember that the devastating opponent beating you senseless is a skinny, freckle-faced kid who can't be more than 13 years old.
"Shouldn't have stolen my charm," Freckles said.
He shuffled forward, causing me to lurch back instinctively, my body having apparently decided it preferred the embarrassment of collapsing in on itself over the risk of getting hit again. Laughter erupted all around us as the crowd of townsfolk, who'd come out of their shops and saloons to witness the fight, began placing wagers on the outcome. No one was betting on me. My people might be the best mages on the continent, but it turns out we're rubbish in a fist fight.
"I paid you for that charm," I insisted. "Besides, I put it back in the case. You've got no cause to..."
Freckles jerked a thumb up to where Rykus was perched on the swinging sign outside the pawn shop, happily inspecting the silver bell on the charm. Every time Freckles hit me, Rykus rang the bell. This is the sort of thing squirrel cats find hilarious.
"You think I spent all night picking that lock just so you could give the charm back?"
"You're a damned thief," I told the squirrel cat.
Freckles' face went an even brighter shade of red. He must have thought I was talking to him. I keep forgetting that other people don't hear what Rykus says. It all just sounds like a bunch of grunts and growls to them. Freckles gave a yell and barreled into me. The next thing I knew, I was on the ground with the wind knocked out of me and my opponent pinning me down.
"Best get on your feet, kid,"
Ferius Parfax suggested in that frontier drawl of hers. She was leaning against the post where we'd tethered our horses, black hat dipped low over her forehead, as though she were taking a nap.
"Can't dodge when you're flat on your back."
"You could help, you know," I said.
Well, that's what I would have said, if I could have got any air into my lungs. Ferius was my mentor in the ways of the Argosy, the mysterious, fast-talking card players who went about the world doing... Well, nobody had yet told me exactly what it was they did. But Ferius was supposed to be helping me learn how to survive as an outlaw and stay clear of the bounty mages who were hunting me. She did this mostly by dispensing such brilliant axioms as,
"Can't dodge when you're flat on your back."
That one annoyed me almost as much as her calling me kid all the time.